This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now we are sailing north to Hong Kong first, where the highest court has dealt a massive blow to a lesbian's ongoing fight to win spousal visa. The court of a final appeal ruled that some of the world's biggest bank law firms and Amnesty International could not contribute to the case and argue in favour of a woman's visa's rights. The decision has far-reaching implications for the LGBTI community in Hong Kong. Abroad in a lengthy legal battle, the English woman known as QT is trying to get a dependent visa after her wife got a job in Hong Kong in 2014. The pair married in England in 2011, but because Hong Kong doesn't recognise same-sex marriage, QT is not eligible for a dependent visa.
There was a lot of excitement when they actually won a legal victory against the Immigration Department in 2017, but that seems to have been shattered by this latest ruling.
The Immigration Department quickly appealed the decision, and the appeal hearing starts on the 5th of June.
Now over to Russia, where Russian censors have blocked another gay website, this time one that's a portal for LGBTI health and HIV information. Pani Plus, Guys Plus, announced it had received the notice from the Federal Service for Supervision of Communications, Information Technology and Mass Media. So I guess this is another one of their kind of gag rules.
It's the
laws.
Anti-gay propaganda laws that came in back in about 2013.
In fact, the local courts said that the website contains information that challenges family values that promote unconventional sexual relations. Haven't heard that before.
Yeah. The Belinsky District Court in the outlying territory bordering Mongolia and Kazakhstan made the ruling on 26th of January, but Pani Plus was only notified of that decision on 28th of April, so it left no time to appeal the decision either.
And in fact, they were only given 24 hours notice to remove what has been called the prohibited content from the website, or the website would be removed itself.
Mm. Now we continue west to Deutschland, Germany. Three gay sex workers were beaten up in Cologne yesterday. One is reportedly in a coma and is near death. Three men aged in their 30s and 40s were allegedly attacked by a 50-year-old and a 53-year-old man at 1 a.m. after they had paid the men for sex. During the encounter, three darkly dressed men attacked the sex workers with crowbars. The 31-year-old suffered life-threatening traumatic brain injury and is sadly lying in an artificially induced coma. His companions also suffered serious injuries, and the police are investigating the crime as an attempted homicide.
Well, it sounds like they've caught at least two out of three.
And it's actually quite shocked me, because Cologne is quite an accepting,
absolutely,
quite open city. So
yeah, it's a place people go.
We'll keep an eye on that one.
Hopefully that's not a reflection of the greater state of affairs. Now over to Papua New Guinea, advocacy groups have warned that HIV-positive Papua New Guineans could die if the country's dwindling antiretroviral drug supply is not replenished soon. The Oceanic Nation is eating into its buffer supply of the HIV medicine after the government slashed the budget for the treatment.
Now this is a major, major issue, because this one country, Papua New Guinea, which is one of the poorest in our region, accounts for 95% of all HIV cases in the Pacific region. And the government has cut its budget for HIV drugs over the past few years.
Also, I think it's not just buying the drugs, it's also just supplying the drugs into the clinics, because in another disease, malaria, it's the rates are shooting back up because there's no drugs to treat it. So I'm sure HIV is suffering the same supply chain and no money.
You'd think they'd kind
of... Are they hoping for an international bailout?
You'd think they'd kind of learn and go, hey, this hasn't turned out so good for malaria, let's not make the same mistake with HIV. But we'll see what happens.
I guess one thing would surmise, the good news is they're not targeting our community by pulling those resources
I'm not
directly.
Sure. Yeah,
it's across the board.
It's
obviously
across
got
the board.
Problems.
It's, yeah.
Boy, your glass is half full.
He sounded very Perkins tonight.
Across to China now, where LGBT activists have asked strangers for hugs in order to protest against censorship. So a group of activists stood in a public square wearing a T-shirt that said, "I'm gay, would you hug me?" And you watch, if you watch the video, at first nobody comes along and sort of everybody's, you know, looking and going, what's on? But then people do start to come over and give them a hug. And this video, which we put on our Facebook page, has gone a bit viral, particularly over Weibo. So the protest was actually all about Weibo, which is like the Chinese version of Twitter, who were going to ban gay content. Then there was this absolute opposition flooding through so that they had to reverse their decision. We've talked about this a few weeks back on this show. So Weibo is still allowing people, but this protest, both inventive and cute.
Yeah, lovely.
It's one of those things. You know, there's young people, there's old people. So go to our Facebook page, W3Joy. You can watch that one. Like it, share it. We love it.
Matt, I'm gay. Can I have a hug?
Indeed. Why not?
In brief now, in the UK, President Trump is set to face a mass drag queen protest when he arrives in the UK. Can't wait to see that.
Over in Kenya, they have banned its first Cannes-nominated film over romantic scenes between two women.
In the Czech Republic, a poll showed 75% of people now believe that same-sex couples should be able to marry, with only 19% opposing it.
And in India, the Indian government has been asked to give its views on the country's anti-gay sodomy laws ahead of a Supreme Court challenge.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.